Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that's part of this complete breakfast. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
So here we are, Jared and Shane, back with another Scope Summer Movie Slam movie preview.
We're killing it this season. Weeks in advance, again!
We're cutting edge. And this time we're cutting edge with a movie that comes out on my birthday, June 7th. It is the Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson thriller.
They're really going for a different tone this time around. Political thriller.
You really think that it's going to be funny from the trailers, but no, it's nothing but chase scenes and filing legal briefs at the last second. Mm-hmm. Of course we're talking...
And a pitched gun battle.
Of course we're talking about the movie The Internship, which tells the tale of a legal battle between Google and all the other big companies out there that are in the internet world. Boy, that went flat very quickly. So let's actually talk about what this movie is. Well, first of all, I've named two of the stars, Jared. We've got Owen Wilson.
Yep.
We've got Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
And then we've got a bunch of other people.
You got a bunch of unknowns. Yep. I'm not going to try to name off. You've got Asif Manvi.
I like how you say you're not going to name them off, but then you start to name
them. Well, I'll name the ones I know. Okay. Asif Manvi.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, doing an accent, which he doesn't have. I mean, he is Indian, but yeah. He doesn't normally have an accent, but he did an accent for this role.
I was convinced.
You were convinced?
I was convinced.
Well, it is his heritage. And in the, I guess, for what may pass as a leading lady, or at least an object of affection, Rose Byrne.
And we would know her from?
X-Men First Class.
X-Men First Class. Oh, yes. That's where I saw her.
She's Moira MacTaggert.
Yep. We've also got somewhat of a cameo by Sir John Goodman.
Yes. Oh, and
from Roseanne fame?
And Josh Gad.
Who's Josh Gad?
Josh Gad, you would know him. He did a brief stint on The Daily Show. He's probably best known for his run as the original cast of Book of Mormon.
Okay.
And most recently seen in the failed NBC sitcom 1600 Penn Avenue.
Oh, okay, yes.
Or 1600
so
Penn,
as soon as
whatever.
You said that, I know who you're talking
yes.
about. Okay.
That is Josh Gad. I find him terribly funny.
Well, let's talk about... Whoa, police. Let's talk about this movie.
Yes.
So it's about a couple of 45-something-year-old guys who...
A couple of salesmen. They're a sales team.
Slick customers.
They're...
Lightning.
They're out. They're trying to close a big sale. They sell watches.
Yep.
And they're taking one of their clients out, trying to make this big, big sale.
No computers needed.
Nope. Turns out their company is closed. It's shut down. Nobody's buying watches anymore. So they're out of a job.
And so in this very harsh economic climate...
Oh, I forgot Will Ferrell. He was in it.
Yes. This harsh economic climate, the guys decide that they are going to try to get a job at possibly the best company in the world,
yep.
Google.
Perfectly plausible
yep.
story.
And it's these guys can't, you know, they don't have the experience, so they're going to be interns.
Yep.
And really they, by hook and crook, they get an internship at Google... And,
and it's
really,
a big competition.
It's really, they're put into groups with other Google interns for yep. the summer, and the best team that completes all of their tasks, or wins the most tasks, rather, will get a guaranteed job at the company known as Google.
I'm sure this is exactly how it works.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Who so, by the judge?
So, from there you have, I mean... You know, it's them sort of failing and being with a bunch of misfits.
Obviously, they're, you know, twice as old as the yep. as everyone else. All the young interns are all very savvy with technology.
Yep.
Of course, they end up with their misfit team. Everyone has some sort of quirk, you know, whether it's nose into the phone, not willing to admit anything is cool
yep.
guy, or the girl who... talks a big sexual game, but yeah. really hasn't had any experience, or the homeschool kid, or the young Google team leader guy who's probably getting his first chance at leadership.
Yeah.
Who am I forgetting?
You got them all.
Did I get them all? Okay.
You got them
and
all.
Then the two old guys.
Yeah.
Our heroes.
And, so obviously this is a by the books type of movie. So they're going to fail a lot. They're going to have small successes. They're going to learn about themselves, and
yep.
hopefully they'll come out better people and maybe employed at the end of the film.
Exactly.
I mean, that's
pretty
it.
Pretty much.
I mean, so let's get into the heart of this movie, Jared. At this time, this is the third comedy we've seen this summer. And
indeed.
And it's probably maybe the most tried and true pattern. I mean, it is a by-the-book comedy.
Yes.
I mean, this has been done a million times, whether it's Meatballs or Caddyshack or any type of movie where you have a lovable loser or an underdog who has to fight adversity and rise up in a comedic way. That's what this movie is.
Right.
There's nothing original about this movie at all. I will put that out there right now. However,
that doesn't necessarily mean it's bad.
Hey, every story's been told, they say. So, but I'm just telling you, when you go for this movie, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, you're not going to expect. Yep. Don't expect any sort of new comedic ground to be broken.
You're going to get Vince Vaughn with his rambling dissertations, which, you know, he was on SNL recently, and he killed in the monologue, and there was
there's
a very, very much a lot like that, a lot of a conversation, a lot of talking in this movie that you've seen him in Swingers, you've seen him do it in Maid, you've seen him do it in Dodgeball. Vince Vaughn, you know, has a role to play, as does Luke, or Owen Wilson, not Luke.
Luke Wilson sort of fell off the planet.
Owen sort of is that strange-looking charmer himself, sort of straight-man-esque to whoever he's working with, in this case, obviously, Vince Vaughn. You've got the very, very stereotypical nerdy group that they're working with. Dude, I have to say that there were parts of this movie that I really struggled with.
Okay.
Just like when you struggle with the TV show The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Jared does not like The Big Bang Theory. He doesn't watch it. I do watch it regularly. And Jared's problem with The Big Bang Theory is they paint the nerds on that show very broadly. And maybe unfairly at times. Is that a fair thing to say? I mean, it's being someone who is sort of a geek or sort of a nerd, it doesn't ring true to who you are.
I mean, if we're going to take a Big Bang Theory sidebar, my problem is less with the fact that they paint the nerds with broad strokes. It's more with the fact that it's so well regarded in nerd circles, and at the same time, it does paint them in broad stereotypical strokes. So I can't quite reconcile that. So that's sort of my main problem with it. Anyway, and sidebar.
Yeah, and you know what, Jared? That's what makes you a good geek. But here's the thing about that show is that if you watch it enough, you sort of get a feeling for these guys as people, and some of their more human qualities kind of come out. So, you know, they're charming and they're nice and they struggle and they succeed, and you can kind of get behind that. But here's the thing: it's had 7 seasons to do it. They've had 7 seasons to see these guys grow from just stereotypes to something more. This movie, you don't get that. You have 2 hours, so you have to get in and you sort of have to define these characters as who they are with these broad strokes.
Yep.
And it was a struggle for me because they didn't ring true and you didn't really get a chance to see them ring true. And, you know, they're all sort of kind of jerks and misfits and outcasts until you get them drunk at a strip bar. And then
everything changes
and everyone,
possibilities opens, behavior has changed.
Alcohol can make everything great.
But hey, we're in a movie, we got streamlined things, Shane. That's how we do it.
So that kind of stuff in this movie bothered me, along with the fact that, Vince Vaughn co-wrote this movie with someone, and sometimes it feels like an old man writing a movie about new things.
Absolutely.
And it's, when they're talking about technology and, HTML and CSS, and then you've got these Google challenges, which clearly is not how it would be in Google. But yet
And if it is that way in Google, it's definitely much more technical.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they have to create these challenges that you can still sort of understand as a non-tech person.
It's like a battle of the network stars in a movie. It's sort of what it's kind of like. It was really sort of strange. And even those technical challenges sort of went on stereotypes of having the Quidditch match and stuff like that. So sometimes it felt really disingenuous to me.
Okay, that's fair.
And it was a struggle. Now, that being said, there were definitely legitimate laughs in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
There were, I think the key word that you brought up earlier was charm. There was a charm to it that didn't always work, but when it did work, it was fun to see.
I think anytime you've got our two stars, Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, and they're getting into a situation where they're doing a back and forth, whether it's for someone they're trying to sell on, whether, it could be a customer they're trying to get someone to buy, or their intern interview, or in other situations where they're just talking to each other, trying to, encourage each other, whatever, those are the winning moments, I think, for me, as far as comedy goes. Because some of that is obviously written, but some of it is just pure improv. Yep. And these two just have a rapport with each other that is charming,
undeniable,
fun to watch. And we've seen it in other films, and I think it works a lot of times in this film, too.
So. Doesn't always work, but I agree with you. I was surprised that it did. And one of the things that I was talking to Jared with about this movie beforehand, or about just general comedy, is this idea of comedy having a shelf life. And that, in time, the funniest stuff isn't funny because you've seen it a million times before.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie it has it because the movie is that itself. It's something we've seen a million times before. And you also got these two guys that have worked together, or you've had Vince Vaughn do this shtick with other people, with Favreau and what have you. But he doesn't do it, he's not out there doing it all the time. So I think that in this sense, it works maybe more than if Vince Vaughn was doing this all the time, you know? So I'm sort of pulled in two ways on this one. It works. Sometimes it feels a little bit tired, but when it works, I mean, you heard me, I was laughing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I definitely enjoyed aspects of it. And even the stupid cliches like them bonding during the strip club, as stupid as it was,
It's
still fun to watch, and it was fun, and you're kind of seeing these people have a good time with each other.
I was sort of, while I'm watching this, I'm very in tune to the formula, and it's very, very obvious, but yet I'm sort of, occasionally I would kind of step outside myself, and I'd be like, you know what, this has really been there, done that, we've had this formula, yet at the same time I'm really enjoying it.
Okay.
So clearly there's something to this that works and that resonates and is probably going to be very successful for it.
Yeah. I'm with you all the way on that stuff. My hang up with this movie still comes back to the writing, the broad writing and the broad look at technology and how that's such an integral part of the movie.
Yeah.
And how I think that it lets, you know, because you have to play to a broad audience, it sort of lets you down.
I think it probably lets us down. It may not let everyone who sees it down.
I mean, this could be one of those things where, you know what? Big Bang Theory is one of the most popular shows in the country, and it does what this movie does. And it does it successfully enough where people are okay with it. So you're absolutely right. It may not let down the average Joe Schmo. To me, it was a little bit of a letdown. So, that's kind of what I feel about it.
Okay.
Do you have any other comments, or should we give this thing a score?
No, I think we're ready to score.
All right. So let's give it a score.
The Scope score is 2.25 stars.
So 2.25 it is, Jared.
Yep.
We don't completely agree. I'm a little higher, you're a little lower, but when you have two people see, you got to meet in the middle.
I think that, though, regardless of our score, I think this is probably going to be a popular film. Maybe not the best comedy of the summer as far as box office, but I feel like it's going to do pretty well.
So let's talk about the other comedies that we've seen briefly, since we've got a little time, and we don't even know if some of these reviews will be out before this movie, but we have seen at this stage of the game, we've seen This Is the End, Seth Rogen film, and we've seen The To-Do List, which is a small film. It's not going to get big release, with Aubrey
Plaza
from Parks and Rec, which was the essentially the American Pie movie for women,
correct?
By women, with women. So of these three movies. Comedies, where are you, Jared? Which one did you like the best? It's got to be either This Is the End or this particular film, The Internship.
I think I have to give the nod to This Is the End, simply because at least it's sort of treading on new ground.
Yeah.
The whole idea of Hollywood, you know, hip cats of the day playing kind of weird, distorted versions of themselves. And while some of the comedy is what we've seen before, you know, and there's some tropes there that have been done before. At least there's a little bit of freshness to it. So
I'm with you, and I will say this again. If This Is the End would have done the entire movie without the end of the world scenario, that would be my favorite movie of the favorite comedy of the summer. Maybe be up there with one of my favorite movies of the summer.
That's a fair statement.
I really believe that's the case.
That's a spoiler for our This Is the End review, which will probably be up after this one.
That's all right. People seen trailers, they know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
So there we go, another movie under our belt, Jared. I don't know what this makes, but it's got to be at least five.
Well, this is week four in a row now where we've seen a free movie. So
and we've paid for movies too. So this is crazy.
This is by like our sixth one, I think.
We do it for you, Scope fans. We do it for you, and more movies to come. So buckle up, enjoy this one. We got more coming at you. Till next time, Jared. What's our sign-off?
This is Jared.
I was just going to say arrivederci.
Oh, okay. I thought we had a sign-off. Don't forget milk.
Don't forget milk. There we go. Arrivederci, kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying arrivederci. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.